Okay, if you would, those of you who can, please stand. Stand and think about where you do stand. Where do you stand as a follower of Jesus? Where do you and I stand who call ourselves Christians? All the readings today remind us that we need to make a daily decision on where we stand in relationship to what our God says, not to what our culture says, not to what our country says, not to what our government says, but to what Christ says. As a follower of Jesus Christ, or wannabes, where do you and I stand in terms of capital punishment, abortion, war, and threats of more war? Because God said very simply and clearly, "Thou shalt not kill." He didn't just say, "Don't kill babies in the womb." He said, "Thou shalt not kill." Which includes executions, which includes the people being murdered on our streets, and includes executions, includes war. Thou shalt not kill. As a follower of Jesus Christ, where do you and I stand in terms of the issue of gun violence, the issue of bigotry and bullying, of racism and white supremacy? Where do you and I stand? Because Jesus God very simply and clearly said, love one another. Love one another as I love you. Don't have to like. We are commanded to love. There is no room for the stupidity of bigotry within Christianity. As a follower of Jesus Christ, where do you and I stand in terms of the poor, the homeless, immigrants, the Muslim community, the gay community, the people of color in any community? Because Jesus very simply and clearly said, when did you see me hungry or thirsty or naked or imprisoned? When did you do this to my sisters and brothers? Because you did it to me. When stuff is proposed, which I hear is being proposed in terms of cuts to SNAP, food stamps, cut to foreign aid, almost all of it, where do you and I stand? As Christians, where do you and I stand on anything? We live in a very complex world with complex questions and no simple, no easy answers. But as Christians, we need to honestly look at whether we allow its complexity to be a cop-out for our conformity to our culture, to our culture's values, instead of to Christ's values, simply because the answers are not easy and not popular. Or do we allow our need for acceptance, for popularity, or our desire for what is convenient, comfortable, or in these days, politically correct, to so influence our lives that we now say more of what others want to hear than what they need to hear from a Christian or a Christian wannabe? If no one is ever irritated or offended by our commitment to Christ, then how real can our commitment really be? I screw that up pretty much every day. And what Christ says to me and you is, I understand, I forgive you, I love you no matter what. You fell, you caved in. Now stand up again and start again. Standing up peacefully for what we know in our heart God wants us to say and do can be, and especially in our world today, should be as Christians we should be, even if our bishops and as a whole are not, we should be divisive. In our world today, we should be divisive, and is sometimes dangerous to be, as Jeremiah and Jesus both discovered in their lives. Why do you think they were both murdered? Jeremiah and Jesus. Because of where they stood. Those who really work for equality, or try to, or for respect for peace through justice for all God's people, not just the top 1%, will cause division. As someone screamed at me a couple weeks ago after my homily, "How dare you?" If you try to work for, speak about Christian values, it will cause a firestorm, as Christ said in that gospel, a firestorm of ridicule and rejection. And if we take our baptismal call to follow Jesus seriously, so will we be ridiculed and rejected. It could even kill us, right where we stand.